For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Alrighty, welcome one and all to another edition of After Hours with Defo and Luby. No Defo, just Luby here on the Believe Network and beyond. Today, our special guest, man, you've seen him all over the place. You see him regularly on The Daily Show, one of their legendary, iconic correspondents. Now he's also involved with the podcast, co-host of Choosing Sides F1. We're talking with the one and only Michael Costa today here on After Hours. Good morning, good afternoon, Michael. How you doing?
Thanks for having me.
All right, before we get to your time with The Daily Show, which is one of my favorite shows, been a fan all the way going back to Jon Stewart, Trevor Noah, and today,
right.
You're now, it's funny, we have this today because I was with my in-laws this weekend, and my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law are not sporting fans at all, but they watched a Netflix series that now has them addicted to F1. Funny enough, you are doing the podcast, Choosing Sides, right. F1. How did you get into that? What is your correlation with F1, and what can we expect from Choosing Sides, F1?
Well, yeah, I mean, basically because of that TV show, F1 has started to break into the American market, and people who don't necessarily care for NASCAR or care for sport are realizing this is Formula One is sport mixed with engineering, mixed with fashion, mixed with money, mixed with a real global sport. They race in Monte Carlo, they race in Las Vegas, they race in Mexico, they race in Brazil. I mean, literally everywhere. So I don't know the first thing about Formula One. I'm a good litmus test for the average American. And when this podcast came out, they wanted somebody who could bring a little entertainment to it, but also was going to learn the sport along with the listener. And that's exactly what happened. And I'll tell you what, it's a great, great sport. And I'm a fan now, whether it's a podcast or not.
So what are some of the things people can expect from the, you just said, you bring the entertainment side, and we've seen you doing your correspondent thing with The Daily Show, so you definitely have the sense of humor down, you definitely have the timing down. What can we expect from Choosing Sides F1, especially
sure.
your role?
Sure. So the first season, this is season number two, but the first season, they introduce the sport to me. They introduce all the different teams, and I actually pick a team, Choosing Sides, at the end. Do I pick Mercedes? Do I pick Ferrari? Do I pick McLaren? Do I pick Alpine? There's a lot of teams to pick from. There's also drivers. Each team has two drivers. So I pick a team and a driver to support. So you'll be introduced to all the different teams and the history of each team. This season, we get into the real nuts and bolts logistics of the sport. There's a whole episode on tires. There's a whole episode on travel logistics. There's a whole episode on branding and the decals that are car. There's a whole episode on engine mechanics. I mean, we really get into it. So it's like an engineering technological feat, this whole sport. And that's what we tackle a lot in the second season.
All right, so definitely looking forward to that, and I will definitely let my in-laws know about that because we were just on a family trip, and they were talking F1 the entire freaking time, so they'll be huge fans of the podcast. I got to say, I know you've done a lot of acting. You've been a part of The Daily Show for a long time now. How is it to do that show? Because you're so often, when you hear comics, and it is comedy-driven, that show, with a very strong news undertone, we feel like, I've heard a lot of times, when comedians are together, they bring the best out of each other, but it's also a lot of sort of soft competition. That I feel like the writer's room, that show's got to be a blast, and it's also got to be, you have to be on. How is it to do The Daily Show?
Well, The Daily Show, the Daily Show is my favorite show.
Okay.
Whether I'm on the show or not, it's been my favorite show. The way The Daily Show threads the needle of informing its audience and also entertaining its audience is a magic trick. It's amazing how they pull it off. The fact that I'm even a part of the machine is an honor and a privilege, and it makes me happy every day. The writer's room is competitive. It is funny. It's not mean. It's supportive. The whole show starts at the morning meeting where all the writers, all the producers, whoever's hosting that week, someone plays the news and everyone just yells out jokes. I mean, I don't know about you, but that's like what I've been doing since seventh grade with my friends. So, and then there's someone who writes down all the jokes that were yelled out, and that starts forming the shell of that night's show. So it's tremendously funny. The only complaint I have about The Daily Show is if I didn't catch it up on the news the last couple of days and I get in there, I feel like I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. So it does keep you informed. And as working on the show, you better know some headlines.
So, because that was going to be my next question is how open to your input or every correspondent/host input, it feels like it's a free for all, which actually I know as a creator, that must be a dream. Does that make it feel more intense though? Now you feel like you just said it, like if I don't have my A game, they're going to be looking at me like, what's going on?
Yeah. I mean, it's a balance, you know. I definitely get to talk about what I want to talk about. That being said, if Joe Biden was eating an ice cream cone and somebody asked him about Israel Palestine and there's a funny clip of that, you know, we kind of have to cover that. Yeah. Right. So, but further down, after we cover the main headlines, they might say, hey, the post office is changing the price of the stamp. Do you want to talk about that? Or would you rather talk about voter suppression in Georgia? And then I can kind of decide and say, you know what? I'd rather talk about this today. So is there pressure? Yeah, there's pressure because there's a new show every single night and you want the show to be great. And, a good piece of advice that I learned is if your show was great, get over it because there's a show tomorrow. And if your show was bad, get over it because there's a show tomorrow.
Yeah, we do a lot of sports. That actually feels very, and talking about F1, very sports where you have to forget the last interception. Before we let you go, because I'm definitely, I'm really geeked up to talk with you, but I know a lot of people are. What is the difference between you had the nightly host and Trevor Noah and now they're doing the weekly, it changes out. Has that changed the show at all? Made it more exciting, more interesting, more of a pain in the rear? Like, what is it different now as opposed to when Trevor Noah was the nightly host?
I mean, well, just to talk about it, right now, chances to host. So last I was the host, I'll be hosting in 3-4 weeks. My dream has always been to host late night.
Oh, that's
the fact
cool.
that I'm getting opportunities at the desk to host the show, it's a dream true. Mm-hmm. That being said, when Trevor was at the helm, it was a little simpler in the sense that everyone knew who they were writing for. Everyone knew the sensibility and the point of view should be shaped towards that host. What I think is fun for the viewer right now is every week, we're getting some new points of view. We're getting different people, different ideas. So, I know that feels like I'm hedging my answer there, but it is true. I think there's some benefit to where we're at now. And it's also because I like sitting at the desk.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. There's good about everything. That's amazing. You've gotten to have an opportunity that you may not have had. if Trevor was just holding down the fort because he was so great at that job. Correct. And you also, it simplified things. When you guys go out in the field, it is some of the greatest television ever. And the fact that you'll talk to some people and you're not even poking fun at them. They make themselves the funny part without even realizing it. Like they're missing on the inside joke. How is that when you're out there talking to people and you're trying to be logical and you're just like, it's funny, the stonewalling, but it's like we as audience are like, do they really not understand what's happening?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can tell you've watched the show and you understand the show, and I'm so appreciative of that because, you know, you get it. It actually worked better when we don't try to make fun of them.
Yep.
I just did a piece with a pet psychic. You know, she talks to dogs who have died.
Oh, God.
You know, man, there's a lot of jokes that you can make during that. But it's actually just better to let her talk. And the viewer, you know, we respect our viewer a lot. The viewer can decide themselves, think this is legit, or if they think this is a way to make money.
Well, I'm sure made plenty of people lots of money and also had a lot of fun doing it. Michael Costa, not only correspondent of The Daily Show and fill-in host, and you got to check him out on The Daily Show, but also co-host of Choosing Sides F1, Michael.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
We have not had enough time. Hopefully I get to talk to you again in the future. Good luck with the podcast and all that you're doing. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Be well. Only Michael Costa, yes. And I mean, at this day and age, I give him credit for being modest about, at least you know the show. Who doesn't know The Daily Show? Whether you like it or you don't like it, The Daily Show is great. I mean, back with Jon Stewart, it was fantastic. And Trevor Noah, there was people wondered, could he fill the shoes? He filled them and he kept going and he did a fantastic job. And as it feels like what that show is, people move in and out of that main role. And it's actually been sort of a great thing for a lot of people like Michael Costa, because first of all, I don't think it's hurt the ratings at all of The Daily Show. There's a reason why they haven't found a main host. I mean, they could have. They've gotten really good fill-in hosts, and it's allowed opportunities for all these people. And like we see in our jobs, right? When your boss gives you a chance to do something, it gives you more motivation. So they're not only enjoying their daily roles as correspondents. Look, and I meant to get into it with him, but the track record of the correspondents on that show is freaking insane. I mean, some of the great, biggest stars in all of Hollywood, first of all, Steve Carell, before he was on The Office, was there. Stephen Colbert, before he had his own show, was there. Ed Helms, before he went on to The Hangover, was there. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Men and women of correspondents have gone on to Hasan Minhaj, who I still think does some things with him, but he's been a co-host. He's gone on to great things, heights as a comedian and as a performer, actor, correspondent there. It goes on and on and on. It's Olivia Munn, before she did The Newsroom, before she did so many things, before she was with Aaron Rodgers, she was a correspondent on The Daily Show. Whatever side of the aisle you're on, The Daily Show is hysterical. It's funny. Again, John Oliver, who his show, his nightly show, his weekly show with HBO Max now, is one of the biggest shows, one of the toughest shows to do. He's one of the most talented people in the business, correspondent with The Daily Show. That is now, it's not even a jumping point. That's a great job to have. And then it also seems to be a launching pad for great jobs. Michael Costa, one of those. If you see his face, you'll know him. I've seen him in movies and shows, but he's great on The Daily Show. I truly appreciate his time. Check out Choosing Sides F1. And, of course, check out The Daily Show. He will be in the host chair. He has been and will be in coming days, so check him out there. We will talk lots of sports coming forward as you check us out regularly here on the Bleav Network. The NBA playoffs are almost finally set. I guess the play-in is like a playoff, because if you lose, you're out, or you lose, you are trying to stay in and get in. My Heat play today. Jimmy Butler's out. I don't see them going far, but I do think they get past the Bulls. I do also think the Kings, with no Zion Williamson, will get past the New Orleans Pelicans. And what happens? I don't know. Look, the East, to me, softened a lot. The Bucks really fucked around by getting rid of their coach and bringing in Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers is a competent coach, but he's shown to underwhelm, and he has underwhelmed with this team. Now you have Giannis hurt. Now the word comes out Giannis will be out 2 to 4 weeks. I don't know if they can get... Look, the Pacers aren't a great team, but they have some nice talent, and the Bucks are a disaster without Giannis. So the Bucks may not even get out. The East is a mess. Look, Knicks fans, I've been under-appreciating the Knicks, but as much as Knicks fans are excited, and yes, they had injuries and got through it, everyone did in the East. They're the 2 seed, 50 wins. The Heat are the fighting for the 8th seed with 46. Like, the 2 to the 8, a 4-win difference demonstrates to you that after the Celtics, there's a lot of in the East. So I actually, yeah, the Celtics have the best record in the NBA. The Celtics have coasted to a great season. They don't scare me, but the East is eh. So to me, I think the Celtics will get through the East, and I don't know what they do with the West. I think the Nuggets were screwing around this year, to be brutally honest. And they still should have had the 1 seed, just missed it by a game. And they will take on the Lakers, who barely got into the playoffs, look old, look haggard after that in-season tournament. And the Nuggets, I think, are just primed to make a run. I mean, it feels like they're in this mode where they're the best team in the league, and there isn't a close second. The Celtics have the best record. The Celtics should be in the finals. I think the Nuggets beat them in 5 games. Like, they have not only more talent in the starting lineup, their bench isn't as good as it was last year, but it's still a solid bench that is vastly better than the Celtics bench. And I just think the Celtics don't match up with the Nuggets at all. And I think the Nuggets would have a field day with the Celtics. I'm excited for the playoffs, but as you can tell, I already feel like it's all figured out. The West has a lot of talent, has a lot of good teams. I don't know when the Nuggets really take a series seriously. Look, the Clippers are interesting because they have a lot of talent. They have a lot of vets. The Thunder are interesting because they have a lot of talent, but they're young. The Mavs, Kyrie Irving, played really well this year. Didn't get in trouble on and off the court. Didn't do any weirdo crap. But the rest of that team is in. Like, are the Mavs really going to put up a fight against the Nuggets? To me, the T-Wolves have a lot of talent. Took a step from last year. Pushed the Nuggets as far as anyone last playoffs. Pushed them to 6 games and played them really well in the first round. They were a top 3 seed pretty much all year. They're another year older. Maybe they... Look, the West, I think, would give the Nuggets a lot more trouble than the Celtics in the East. And that's funny saying the Celtics went over 60 games. I still think the Nuggets get through it. So that's the problem to me is I'm excited for the playoffs, but I'm sort of like, eh, because I feel like we know who's going to be there at the end, and I feel like we know who's going to win at the end. But we'll see. You never know. Play and NHL playoffs are also starting. My Panthers, big fan of the Panthers, play their big foe, in-state rival, the Lightning. Problem is the East. Yeah, the Lightning were the seventh seed. The East was freaking loaded. So the Lightning, it's not like the Lightning had a bad year. It's just the East loaded. The Panthers were, for most of the season, the best team, struggled near the end, but are as good a Panther team as we've seen down here in South Florida, and as good a team in, as there is in the NHL. We'll see if they can get over their in-state foes, the Lightning, who have been a craw, a thing pesky in their craw. We will see. Check us out. You can check us out each and every morning on South Florida Live, 8 to 9, YouTube, and Facebook. You can check us out regularly on here, the Believe Network. After Hours with Defoe and Luby for the absent Defoe. Thank you again, Michael Costa. Check him out, Choosing Sides F1 and the Daily Show correspondent and fill-in host. Whether you're a fan of the Warriors, who now it feels like this dynasty has come to its end, or a fan of the Nuggets, where you're defending champions, and it feels like you're right in the middle of your strong run, no matter what, you got to believe.
Hey folks, Tony Segretto here. Let me ask you a question. What do you look for when you go out to eat? Good food, obviously. Friendly atmosphere, not too loud, but good energy, reasonable prices, and a place where you feel comfortable. All those ingredients, no pun meant there, are hard to find unless you're talking about the Texas Roadhouse. You see, they encompass all of those attributes. Really, really good food, amazing atmosphere, good for a family, good for a date, or just a night out for yourself, and prices that will make you extremely happy. Their ribs unmatched. Steaks hand-cut every day. Everything, and I mean everything, is made on-site, including their incredible bread. It's the one day, folks, that you can forget about low-carb diets. Trust me when I tell you, Texas Roadhouse, your restaurant, your destination, when you say, where should we go and eat tonight?
These days, we're all looking for comfort anywhere we can find it. Thank goodness for Landlubbers Raw Bar and Grill in Plantation, because they are making sure you are as comfortable as possible. First of all, they're not only open for delivery and pickup. All you have to do is go to LandlubbersBarAndGrill.com for both pickup and free delivery. You're going to have the best wings in the world. You're going to have a great burger. You're going to have their amazing soups. Again, Landlubbers Raw Bar and Grill. It's nice and easy. Just go to LandlubbersBarAndGrill.com for both your pickup and free delivery. Thank goodness for Landlubbers for making you always feel right at home.
From the newly renovated sports bar to the beautiful Bayside views captured at the Tiki Bar, Jimmy Johnson's Big Chill has it all. Located at mile marker 104, the Big Chill also offers waterfront dining while experiencing breathtaking sunset views of the Florida Keys. It's simply the hottest spot in the Keys to cool off. That's Jimmy Johnson's Big Chill at mile marker 104 in Key Largo. For more information, call today at 305-453-9066.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.